Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, welcome back to Dating Intentionally. I'm Talia, I'm a dating coach, and I'm sharing no-nonsense advice for navigating modern dating with confidence and ease, whether you've been on dozens of dates or you're just getting started. I believe dating can be fun when we know how to deal with ghosting, because it happens to everyone. Before we jump in, I just want to let you know that I'm sharing all these episodes on YouTube with actual video, not just audio. I started doing this recently and I'm loving it. So if you're more of a visual person and you want to watch these podcasts, you can. Come hang out with me on YouTube. So it's youtube.com/@datingintentionally or just Google Dating Intentionally YouTube. You'll find it. As always, if you have any thoughts on this episode, you can DM me on Instagram anytime @datingintentionally. I love hearing from you. Without further ado, let's get into this episode today, which is all about ghosting. Just so we're on the same page here, let's talk about what ghosting is. So ghosting is when you are talking to a person that you're dating and all of a sudden they disappear off the face of the earth. They are nowhere to be found. They're not answering their texts. They are completely ignoring you, and it's like your dates never even happened. That is what ghosting is. And it sucks. It sucks to be ghosted. I mean, if you've been ghosted, which you probably have if you're dating, you know it is so confusing. It's so painful. Even if you don't even really know them that well, it's like, what the heck? Because you are showing up with the intention of trying to be a good communicator and trying to like get to know them, and they're just bouncing. It's very disrespectful. And unfortunately, it is rampant. It is everywhere. So with that definition, I'm curious to know, have you been ghosted or are you the ghoster? I can say I've been both. I am not proud of it, but I used to ghost a lot of people. We're going to get into why, because I can actually explain to you the thought process of a ghoster as a former ghoster. It's important to clarify here that ghosting only counts as ghosting when you have already met the person. It's not really ghosting if you've never met or never had a date, if you're on the apps. We'll get into it more. So how do you know that someone is ghosting you? Generally, you'll know if you're in the middle of a conversation and they just don't respond and leave you hanging for days. My definition was like 5 days, right? If they don't respond mid-conversation for 5 days, then I have been ghosted. But it's okay if you want to have a different kind of measure for that. That's on you. Another instance is if you have a specific texting cadence, like you've been texting consistently every single day, and then it just stops. All of a sudden, they just stop reaching out and they don't answer if you reach out. That is definitely ghosting. Personally, I don't think you can call it ghosting if they don't talk to you for 48 hours. Life gets busy, things happen. Emergencies are real. And I think it's okay to give someone a little bit of grace. So don't call ghosting if it's only been 2 days. And again, you can follow up, right? You can send a little feeler text. You can double text if you want to see if you've actually been ghosted or if they just fell down a hole at work, right? Not literally, meaning they're just under a pile of work or something. Although it could happen literally. Someone could have an emergency where they fall in a hole and then ghost you. That could happen. Let's talk about what it means if someone ghosts you and why they do it. As someone who has ghosted many people, I'm speaking from experience, and the short answer is it is emotionally easier to just disappear than it is to verbally reject someone. Being rejected sucks, and doing the rejecting also sucks. It really doesn't feel good to have to tell someone that you're no longer interested in seeing them, even if you've only met them a few times. No matter how many times you do it, it is never easy. And so when you are being rejected, I hope you remember that, because it's really hard to do the rejecting as well. I think it's harder to be rejected. I'm not going to like play victim and be like, oh, it's easier to be rejected than do the rejecting. It's hard to do both. I think it's, yes, like we take it harder when we are feeling rejected. I lean avoidant as in a person. I tend to run away from things. I avoid my problems. I don't want to deal with them. I want to run away. That is how I've operated most of my life. And I've taken steps to work on this in all areas of my life. So as a ghoster, running away from doing something is just going to be more natural and easier for some people than being honest and upfront. Like, ghosters would rather avoid pain altogether, even though they know that by doing it, they're causing you pain. That's the thing about people who ghost. They know that they are hurting you, but they really are so emotionally unavailable that they don't want to face that. They don't have the emotional capacity to face that. Again, I'm not trying to make you feel bad for someone who has ghosted you. I'm just trying to explain what they've been going through and why they did it, because usually it's not about you, right? It's not because you did anything wrong. It's really more about their incapability of communicating effectively how they feel. So just know that really it's not on you. It's actually, I'll say caveat, if you make someone feel unsafe, if you are like attacking them or if you're being really aggressive via text, they're, yeah, some people might feel safer just disappearing than engaging with you. I want to assume that if you're listening to this podcast, you are probably not in that camp. And I want to add, as a former ghoster, there is a level of guilt either way. There's a level of guilt when you're rejecting someone, when you are actually communicating that you don't want to see someone. And there's a level of guilt when you are running away because you know that other person is super confused and has no idea why you just disappeared all of a sudden. You know, no response is a response. If someone ghosts you, it means they're not interested. It's a shitty way of finding that out, but that is what it means. So we don't have to look deeper and be like, what does it mean? They didn't respond. It means they're not interested. It means that they don't have the capacity to do this relationship with you, and they are handling it in the worst way possible by not communicating it to you. Ultimately, if someone ghosts you, they're weeding themselves out. You don't want to be with someone who ghosts. And I know this as a former ghoster. I can say I actively stopped leaving people hanging and, you know, instead learned how to send texts to let them know I wasn't interested when I was ready for a serious relationship. Like, I didn't really have that ability until I was emotionally available enough to have a serious relationship. I had to learn how to break so many bad habits in my dating journey, and ghosting was one of them. So what do you do if you get ghosted? There are some conflicting opinions out there on this, but I say do nothing. No response is a response, like I said earlier. On their end, the no response means I'm not interested or I don't have the capacity, and you don't need to say anything. I've said this many times, it sucks to be ghosted. It feels really bad. So the only thing you can do, in my opinion, is to focus on yourself and do what feels good. And remind yourself that you do not want to be with someone who thinks ghosting is acceptable anyway. And even if they potentially are someone like me, a dater like me who learned how to communicate, you don't have time to wait around for when that happens, because that could take months, it could take years, or it could never happen, right? So don't hang around hoping that ghoster will change and become mature enough to communicate. I also want to remind you that just because you get ghosted once doesn't mean it will happen again with everyone. Obviously, it happens. It's very common. It happens a lot. But I really hope that you don't lose hope. There are so many great people out there who do have the capacity and the decency to send you a text letting you know they're not interested, especially if they're following accounts like mine. I have almost 100,000 followers at this point, and I talk about communication and not ghosting all the time. One of my goals with my Instagram account and social media in general is like inspiring people to be better daters and better communicators and send the anti-ghost text. I think if you're interested in them, and also if you had a bunch of dates, like at least 5-6 dates, you can give them one more chance to respond by sending one follow-up text, but that's it. And only if you're truly interested in them. You can say something like, hey, I haven't heard from you in a few days, and I'm taking this as a sign you're no longer interested in getting to know me, and that is okay. I just wanted to confirm. Or something like that, and see what happens. They might be like, oh yeah, sorry, I got really busy and I meant to reach out, blah, blah, blah. Or they might not respond at all. And that's one way to do it. I do not think you should call out a ghoster, right? Don't be like, hey, what the heck? You ghosted me. Is this really happening? You know, like something passive aggressive or kind of poking at them. It's not going to accomplish much. It might feel really good in the moment for a few minutes, and then you're just going to go back to feeling kind of sad and rejected anyway. It doesn't change the situation. You're not going to convince a ghoster to come back, and you don't want to. Remember that. Like, you don't want the person who thinks ghosting is okay. You're not their mom. You're not responsible for teaching them how to behave or communicate. It's best to just keep your peace and let them go. Sometimes it is okay to ghost. There are so many scenarios in early stage dating where someone can fall off the grid and it's not ghosting. And an obvious one to me is on dating apps. So if you're on the dating apps and you're talking to someone and they no longer are answering you, that is not really ghosting, slash that is perfectly acceptable, because this sounds weird, but no one's real until you meet in person. Right? One of the bad side effects of dating apps and communicating on them is that we don't treat each other like real people until we've met. And even then, you know, we're still ghosting. But I think, unfortunately, the culture and the norm of dating apps is that if you're not interested or if you're too busy, you just don't respond anymore. You don't unmatch, you just stop the conversation by not responding. And there are so many reasons why people don't respond and they have nothing to do with you. Well, I guess one is they could be just no longer interested, but generally they stop responding because maybe they're seeing someone else already. They don't have notifications on their app, or they don't check their app often. They're overwhelmed with messages. They're no longer interested in dating in general. They went on vacation and got swamped. Who knows? But generally it has nothing to do with you, and you could just keep swiping and talking to other people. Another time it's acceptable to technically ghost and not respond is after a first date. If you're not interested in seeing someone again after a first date, you do not have to reach out to them and text them. Because if you text them, you are showing interest, and that is not aligned with how you feel. And you don't need to send a text after a first date, like if you're the first person contacting them, being like, I'm not interested. You don't need to do that. What would end up happening is if they are also not interested, they will not reach out either. And that's called like mutual ghosting, right? After first date, you're both not interested. You both don't text, and it ends right there. No harm, no foul. You're both not into it anyway. You don't need to explicitly reject each other, right? You just have to just not say anything. But if they are interested and they reach out and they keep texting you, that is when you hit them with the anti-ghost text, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But that's when you tell them that you're not interested anymore and you don't want to talk to them. And that is okay. But again, if you don't text them after a first date and they don't text you, mutual ghosting, totally fine. So one question that comes up is, what do I do if I keep ghosting people? So if you're the ghoster, if you were like me, I encourage you to stop. It's not easy to let someone down or reject them, but you'll feel a lot less guilty about ghosting if you just let them know. Telling someone up front that there's no connection or that you're too busy to date helps strengthen your communication skills. Remember, if you are looking for a partner who communicates, you need to be that. You need to emulate that. So letting someone down easy, politely, and gently is a perfect way to practice communicating and having those hard conversations. So let's talk about the anti-ghost text. An anti-ghost text is a message you send or receive instead of disappearing and ghosting. So I have some examples on my Instagram page, but let me read you one. So there's this post on my page. It's called Anti-Ghost Text. You can copy. It's pinned to the top on Instagram at dating.intentionally. So here is an example. Apologies, but I thought I was ready to move on from my ex. However, the more I think about it, I am not, and I would like to cancel our date on Friday. You seem great, but I want to be respectful of your time. Best of luck. Short, sweet, to the point. Here's another one that I like. I've been thinking about the couple of dates we've had, and although I can tell you're a good guy, I don't think we'd be a good match. Best of luck to you, though. Easy, right? It's two sentences. Just saying, like, I've reflected on our dates. I'm not interested in, you know, pursuing this connection further. This isn't the connection I'm looking for. I wish you the best. Best of luck. Do whatever sign off you think is right. I usually said best of luck. And when I posted this on Instagram, people came for me with pitchforks. They were like, that's so insincere. How could you say that? You're rejecting them. Do you really mean that? And it's like, yes, I do mean that. I wish them the best of luck. If that doesn't sound or feel authentic to you, use whatever sign off you want. But I recommend keeping a template in the notes app on your phone or somewhere handy, so that when you do go on a date and you don't want to continue seeing them, you have an easy copy paste message that you can like adjust to the situation and send it off. It doesn't have to be long. Don't send paragraphs. You don't have to explain everything. It's okay to say something PC, like, I wasn't feeling a connection. I'm looking for something different and all that stuff. Like, you know, you don't have to say exactly why. You don't have to be like, you gave me the ick when you held your fork weird or whatever it was. So my recommendation is when you are sending this anti-ghost text, don't give them feedback. I can do a whole other podcast on this, but you do not owe people feedback because your feedback isn't helpful to them because you're rejecting them. Like, why would they take feedback from someone who isn't interested in dating them? They're not going to change for someone who isn't into them. So don't give the feedback. Even if you really want to, just don't. Trust me. So here's a common scenario that comes up. And maybe you've gone through this, maybe you haven't. They said they had a great time, then ghosted. Or they said they wanted to see you again and then ghosted. What is up with that? So this is people-pleasing behavior. They're telling you what they think you want to hear, which is, I had a great time, or let's do this again. But they have absolutely no intention of following through on that. It is, again, it's comfy to say that. It's like when you say, oh, well, I had a great time, you know, I don't know. Like sometimes I tell my friends, like, I'll text you later. But like, I have no intention of texting them later and I don't. I just think that it just comes out of my mouth. It just rolls off the tongue. And I probably should stop doing that. But that is generally, I think that's what's happening here. They're saying it because it feels natural. It seems like the right thing to say in the moment. Maybe there's some pressure, especially at the end of a date when like you're wrapping up and you're saying goodbye. I think people naturally want to end things on a high note and be like, let's do this again, even if they don't mean that. So if someone says that to you, take it with a massive grain of salt. And if they ghost you, that's a bummer. But just know when they said that, they didn't mean it. They only mean it if they're follow through. And if they're not, well, like I said earlier, they're weeding themselves out and doing the work for you and just kind of taking themselves out of the running for your dating process. Another scenario that comes up is, what do I do if they ghosted me and they come back months later? So this is called zombieing. That is the term for when they come back from the dead as a ghost. Personally, I would not engage because, you know, I will say once a ghoster, always a ghoster in a way. I mean, obviously not in my case, but again, you can't really know if their behavior has changed or if they've learned from their mistakes. I would personally not engage with them. But that's just me. If you were really interested in them and you're curious, go for it. Go fuck around and find out. My recommendation is to proceed with caution and don't get your hopes up too high. Depending on the situation, you can call them out at that point, right? If they're coming back, you can be like, hey, you know what? It's great to hear from you, but it's kind of confusing because you completely fell off the grid last time and I'm not really sure what to make of this. And see what they say. Just see where it goes again if you were interested in them. So another common scenario or question I get is, what if their responses just keep getting slower and slower? So this isn't ghosting, right? They're not disappearing. They're just kind of barely being active enough in your texting to stay in touch. And this is called slow fading or breadcrumbing. They're kind of different. A slow fade is more like they're slowly rejecting you without saying it. Like they're just kind of giving you less and less energy and putting less and less effort into the relationship until it just fizzles out completely. Breadcrumbing is more intentional, like they're giving you just enough attention to keep you on the bench, basically, and keep you as an option. Either way, call it out, right? This is when it's totally appropriate to be like, I can't tell from our texting if you're still interested in getting to know me, and see what they say. If you want to have a partner who communicates, you got to communicate too. So see what they say and see if you can resolve it, figure it out or not. And another scenario, the final one that comes up, is when they cancel on a date and then don't reschedule. So I've done this, so I can tell you that if they cancel and don't reschedule, they never had any intention of rescheduling, even if they said they would find a time. The person who cancels the date is the person who is responsible for getting the next date on the calendar. So if we had a date and I said, oh, you know what? I had a really long day at work and I'm super tired. Can we reschedule for later this weekend? And you're like, yeah, it sounds good. Just let me know when works. It's on me to be like, okay, Saturday at 3, right? If I never circle back with a time, I was never interested in meeting you. That is unfortunately the case, or I got overwhelmed, or I felt guilty about canceling, or all these things. Either way, no matter what, that is what's going on. It really sucks. It's a sneaky way of not having to reject you. And just know, just take in stride. It's more about them, not you. When people reject you, it's about their preferences, their bullshit that they can't deal with, their fears, trauma, experiences, desires, all that stuff. It's not really about you. I want to remind you that you're doing great. Navigating this stuff is really hard and you're just doing your best. And I see you. I think you're doing great. Ghosting is so crappy and we all deal with it, but I hope that this episode gave you some clarity. I hope it gave you some tools for how to kind of deal with it moving forward and how to make sure that you are not the ghoster as well. I want to thank you for listening. Thanks for trusting me. I hope I helped you reframe ghosting a little bit. Don't forget, you're doing great. I'd love it if you share this episode with someone who is navigating dating and might need a little confidence boost or some tough love. If any of these episodes have helped you in your journey, you can help me by leaving a stunning review on Apple or giving Dating Intentionally 5 stars on Spotify. I'd really appreciate it. Once again, I'm Talia. This has been Dating Intentionally, and I'll catch you next time.